TJ the Tiger was born in 1999 and was the youngest of four tigers who were rescued in 2007 from a breeding facility in Center Hill, Florida, called Savage Kingdom. He is quite playful and loves to crash through all of the high grasses in his enclosure. TJ has a particular fascination with water and will splash in and out of his pools or the pond when he is on vacation in the vacation rotation enclosure. He seems to delight in the way the light moves on the surface of splashing water. Savage Kingdom was run by an ex-circus performer named Robert Bawdy, who had been famous for his big cat act in the 1950s. He boasted that the way you trained a big cat was to chain them to a wall and beat them without mercy until they learned that no matter how much they tried to retaliate, they could never succeed. Once they were broken, they were safe to use in performances. Times have changed, and so has public opinion about how to treat animals, but tiger taming hasn't changed. Cats are routinely beaten, deprived of food, and deprived of space in order to make them perform on cue. Tiger trainers have figured out that no one will pay to see an abused animal, so they make a big show of giving the cats kisses, pats on the head, and treats, and tell the public that they only train using love, respect, and positive reinforcement. It is a lie. We do positive reinforcement and clicker training to get our cats to do things like lay down, show us their paws, etc., to make it easier for us to deal with their medical needs. At Big Cat Rescue, the cats have the choice of doing the interaction with us and our vets, and if they don't want to do it, they can walk away. If the show must go on, then you can bet the cats were abused behind the scenes to make them reliable performers on stage. Please never pay to see big cats perform.